Hey guys, Bunny Pounds with Christians Engage. I cannot wait for this conversation with Pastor Steve Corey from Holy Land Missions in Israel. These guys minister to Arabs and Jews in Bethlehem and Jerusalem and all throughout the land of Israel. I can't imagine being in Israel right now. This is a special episode of this podcast because we believe we all as the body of Christ need to serve and to help in Israel right now. This is so, so important. And what I love about Stephen Corey's ministry is they love the Jewish people. Though he's a Christian Arab, he loves the Jewish people and believes that God has a plan for them in his destiny. You're going to be blessed by this interview with Pastor Stephen Corey. Thank you. Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials and our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
I'm so thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
I love it, love it. Love teaming up with you, Bunny. So excited about what you're doing and the people you're reaching.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us. Hey guys, really blessed to have Pastor Stephen Corey from Holy Land Missions in the land of Israel with me today for a special episode of Conversations with Christians Engage. Pastor Corey, we got familiar with your ministry years ago. I went to Israel on a trip with the America-Israel Education Foundation and heard you speak, then read your book, In the Backyard of Jesus, really about your life and your family's ministry there. And then got connected with one of your colleagues, Daniel Collins, when we did an Israel conference years ago, our church. And so I know what y'all do in this mission, and I really want to call the body of Christ to help in this time of crisis in Israel. We've got to stand with Israel, but we've got to stand with the believers in the land. Thank you for coming on with me, brother. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you, Bunny. I'm coming to you. We're doing this together live from the birth city of Christ, the city of Bethlehem. It's my honor. Thank you for having a heart for both the Jew and the Arab. I always tell people, Bunny, that there is enough room in the heart of the Father to love both the Jew and the Arab. Why shouldn't we? We don't have to love the Jew and hate the Arab, or love the Arab and hate the Jew. We don't have to take sides. The only side we take is the God's righteousness side. And then the rest follows that decision to do so.
Amen. Well, tell us a little bit about your family history. Your dad started this church 40 years ago. You guys have been bold as lions to preach the gospel regardless of persecution. I remember hearing you tell a story about your dad putting a bullhorn on the top of your church. And it never left me because of the persecution that he experienced, even that. Can you tell us about the mission?
Yes, of course, Bunny. So, our 45 years journey today, it hasn't been easy. We've seen a lot of bloodshed. We've seen a lot of turmoil, seen a lot of brokenness, a lot of blood, a lot of hurts, a lot of scars. We've seen people martyr for their faith. We've seen people get persecuted, attacked because they fell in love with Jesus, or they were caught reading the Bible, or they were caught taking a stand. That's a stand based on God's righteousness stand, which the culture goes against everything they're taught. We've seen wars and bloodshed, ups and downs. And we've learned one thing through all this, Bunny, is that God's word, it never fails us. His promises are real, tangible, and evident, regardless of what race, nationality, how rich, how poor, regardless what we are, who we are. His grace endures forever. Our ministry here in Bethlehem, so we have 11 different ministry outreaches in 6 different locations. Our DNA is church planning, discipleship making, and evangelism. That's the 3 cores of our DNA. That's what we do. We plant churches, we disciple, we evangelize. We find creative ways to really share the gospel. My father started the Bethlehem ministry 45 years ago, plus or minus. And we tell people, Bunny, we are indebted to Christ through you, the American people, because it was you, the American people, that sent an evangelist to tour the land for 2 weeks. And in those two weeks of this gentleman touring the land, he gave the gospel to my father. Fast forward 2 years after that, my father was at the Garden Tomb. A group of Americans were visiting the Garden Tomb. They ended up all being professors. And they asked my father, what are you doing at the Garden Tomb? And he said, I'm praying, asking God, literally he's saying, I'm asking God to give me an opportunity to get my Bible degree because I want to come back and start a church here in the country. And they all started weeping and crying because they're all professors and they had a Baptist Bible College professor with them. So it's God's divine time, God's divine moment. Fast forward past that, where church was attacked by Molotov bombs over the years. We've had a lot of ups and downs and persecution, suffering. People come, people go, but we stood our grounds. And today, probably one of the it's the fastest Arab evangelical ministry in the southern part of the country, and probably one of the fastest growing movement in the country today. And we just give God the glory for that. And planning churches, discipleship, evangelism, doing creative things out of the box to really just help people see Jesus for who he is and not for what he's been taught through TV or through false gospels or through false books or false teachings.
Amen, brother. You guys really carry Jesus everywhere. And I love that you minister to the Arabs and the Jews. As an Arab Christian, that's hard, but you've rejected replacement theology and believe that God has a plan for the Jewish people. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes, Bunny. So I believe in Genesis 12, 15, and 17, where God gives his everlasting covenant to Abraham. And that's called the Abrahamic covenant. I believe that God has a plan of salvation and a plan for the future of all mankind, especially the Jewish people and the Arab people, or the Isaac and the Ishmaelite heritage line. Many people, what they do is they steer the Bible with their emotions rather than the Bible steering our thoughts, our philosophies, our emotions. The Bible should steer it and not the vice versa. Where many Christians today have, because of the act of one Jew, they sort of begin to change the Bible in their own emotional direction. And same thing for the Arab side. You know, a lot of people start to change their feelings on Arabs because of the acts of one Arab. And I tell people, and I said this when it first started, we don't have to love the Jew and hate the Arab or love the Arab and hate the Jew. There is a plan of salvation. There's a plan of righteousness. There's a plan of fulfilling plan from God towards Israel, towards the Palestinian people. God has allowed both the Jew and the Arab to be in the land. There's a reason for that. There's a purpose for that. I believe it's an end times purpose. We might not be there just yet, but I believe there is a plan that God has both of us here. I believe it's according to Romans 9, 10, 11, specifically Romans 11, is that we might draw them to jealousy. And I believe we've already started to see that, and we're going to see more and more of that.
That is so good. That's the heart of the Father, Stephen. Thank you. Tell me what's happening right there. I mean, we haven't had a war in Israel, a declared war, since 1973. You're there in a Palestinian neighborhood. Talk about what's the feeling on the ground. What are you guys worried about? Is there fear within the Christian community, within the Jewish community? Kind of talk through that for me.
That's a great, great practical question, Bunny. So as many of those watching the news today, they'll see most of everything is really happening either on the north. I would say most is happening on the south between Gaza and those surrounding cities, or Sderot, Ashkelon, about 4 or 5 close neighboring cities right there. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is when it comes down to the north. So I'd say 70-80% of what's happening in the south, as some is happening in the north. What's really happening internally, there's like 3 battle fronts that we're going through right now. The 2 I just mentioned, in the internal battle of people and within the country trying to cause chaos, problems, situations to try to sort of add more fuel to the fire to what's going on both sides of the ends of the fence. So in Bethlehem, for example, so Israel, when the war started on the 7th of October, what Israel did is they closed off the West Bank from other West Bank cities. There's many reasons that they state they did that. But what that has done, for example, is many Arabs on the West Bank, Palestinian side, Bunny, they work on the Israeli side. Even many in Gaza, they get permits in the morning. They leave Gaza and they come back at night. They leave, Israel gives permits for Gazans to work. Not many, some. And then there's many on the Palestinian side who go to Jerusalem, they go to Tel Aviv. They work and they come back at night to the West Bank to go back home. And the next morning, the same thing. So today, when they closed off the West Bank from each other and the West Bank from Jerusalem and Israel, Bunny, what happened? A lot of people now have no jobs. Been now 10 days, it'll be 11 days. Starting midnight, be the 11th day, no work, no job, no transportation. So you can start to see more anger. Arabs who work on the Israeli side are saying, why am I being punished for this situation when the war is happening in Gaza between the Gaza Palestinians and the Israeli? These are ones that are working, that are bringing food to the table and so forth. So they're wondering, scratching their head, what's going on? So the second problem, this dilemma has happened in closing off all these villages and towns is there's shortage of food. The shortage of water bottles, the shortage of food distribution. It's getting less and less and less. Supermarkets in Bethlehem and this is not only Bethlehem. This is the West Bank as a whole because they were separated. So people, distributors are having problems bringing food for supermarkets to put on the shelves. So shelves are getting empty. So the closure has been put on without any date of saying we're going to open it in specific date. They gave a general 2-week thing, but no update has been given on that. So you got that within the West Bank. You have Israel still trying to heal from what happened, the attack from Gaza, a militia entering into the Israeli border site. So they're still trying to heal, recover, bury the dead from that. Within Gaza, people are still burying the children, the kids, the adults, and that's a discussion for another time on that aspect. But it seems like there's death all around us. There is hopelessness all around us. What we are trying to do as a ministry, Bunny, right now, throughout multiple cities, multiple locations in the country, what we are trying to do, we're trying to help stand in the gap. And this is how people can start to think and pray. We're trying to stand in the gap in making sure that people don't cross over into hatred, animosity, revenge, and so forth. Yes. I'm talking about people that we've been working with, discipling, training, evangelize, and build bridges with for the last 15, 20 years, trying to make sure they're mentally, physically, emotionally step into, cross over to the other side of, you know, that's it, I'm done. This is never going to work out. There's always going to be war. I might as well start to hate the Jews. Join them if you can't beat them, that approach. We're trying to get people not to cross over there because we're trying to teach the people of in discipling, training, that we got to be the light of the earth. This is the moment where the light of Christ must shine more than any other time. And it does not take much light to shine a big dark room. It just takes little light to shine a dark room. And that's what's happening right now. So everybody's right now is waiting. Iran is talking about possibly getting on board. Hezbollah has already been a few rockets back and forth between Israel and Hezbollah. So really, everybody's waiting. Nobody knows what's going on next besides the rockets coming from Gaza.
Well, I want to put this in perspective for people. You know, people don't realize until you go to Israel how little the region is. For those of us in North Texas, in Dallas-Fort Worth, if you drove from Fort Worth to Tyler, you're pretty much drove the land of Israel. You know, this is a very small segment. And so the West Bank, when Pastor Corey is talking about the West Bank, I mean, it's right there. You can see the fences, you know, you can see everybody living together like soccer moms in communities. This is not a completely separate area. So it's really important what you're talking about, because really, in times of crisis, is when the body of Christ should shine, Pastor Corey. And I loved how you brought America into this, because our heart with Christians Engaged is that if we don't protect liberty in America, then we're not going to be able to have the resources and the freedom to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, right? And we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to ministries around the world. That's Amen. The heart of the church. And so we really have a responsibility, too, to stand beside the believers in the land, whether those are Messianic Jews or Arab Christians, to really hold you guys together and say, we're with you in this moment of crisis. Can you speak to that, how that really empowers the believers to know that there's Christians around the world standing with them and not being afraid to be a part of the solution, really?
Yeah, Bunny, that's really good. You know, in Galatians, it does say, do good unto all, but especially to the household of the same faith. And we do help. We help Muslims, we help Catholics, we help Orthodox, we have families on the Israeli side. We're doing what the gospel commands us. But we do pay extra attention to the holes of the household of the same faith. That's the body of Christ, the body of Yeshua, the center body of Christ. Why is it critical? Because many believers on the Arab side, on the Israeli side, sometimes they lose family and friends because they come to Christ, or they take a stand that is not popular, like believing in Christ, getting baptized, reading the Bible publicly, or just confessing Christ as their Savior, and they come from a different background or different religion. When they confess Christ as their Savior, they become an enemy of everybody around them. If we don't stand with them right now, when things are tougher than ever, we shake the foundational trust in the body of Christ. Their faith in Christ is going to be intact. Yeah, they might have some doubts. Lord, where are you? And honestly, who doesn't go through difficult times? Say, Lord, I need you. If you're there, I need you now more than I. We all go through this moments in our lives. But people that you can feel and see every day, who claim to be your brothers, sisters in Christ, when you don't see them stand with you in the most dire times, then you start to Satan creeps in and starts to put these doubts in your mind and your heart that, look, you know, they're not with you. That means they were never your family. You never belonged there. This is in the mind of a Muslim, of a Christian, came out of traditional Catholicism, Orthodoxy, or what be it, or somebody comes out of Judaism, into the body of Christ. So it's critical that we just have to follow Bunny's scriptures, but follow the word of God, follow the commands of God. And one of them is, I mentioned Galatians 5, I believe. And then the second thing it's important, Psalm 121 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that bless thee. Here it's not only praying, it's praying, interceding, and it's actually becoming standing in the gap. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And here the shalom isn't the shalom of the political. Pray for the peace of the shalom. Pray for the peace, meaning the peace of the heart, which means the wholeness of the heart, the salvation of the heart, and the future of the heart of Jerusalem and all its inhabitants. For they shall prosper. And in Hebrew, this word prosper there, it means basically when you stand for them, God will take a stand for you. It's basically when you care for the things that God cares about, God will care about the things that you care about. For this, and so we see this in 1 Samuel chapter 2, for those that honor me shall be honored, for those that despise me shall be belittled. So that's what I want to say. And do things, just do the Bible says, care for those who are in the land, care for the widow, the broken, the orphans, right now more than ever, especially in the heart where our faith began.
Well, and what I love about your ministry, and we're going to call people to help Holy Land Missions. And how you can do that is underneath this video or audio pod or on our website, you're going to find a portal to help bless the land of Israel. 100% of that money going through Christians Engage is going to go to Holy Land Missions. And we want to help you guys ongoing as much as we can. Our board of directors, we felt like we need to stand in the gap, not just through our prayers right now, not through just our activism, but also through support really for believers. And that's what I love about your ministry, Pastor Corey. You are respected on both sides of this, whether it's Jew or Arab in the land. I know so many of the Messianic churches and leadership really respect in everything you do. So talk to us about the day-to-day operations of Holy Land Missions. What do y'all do to help people and to bring them the gospel, because it's both, you know, you got to feed and clothe them, but you got to give them the hope that, you know, of who Yeshua is, right? Yep, and you guys do that. Awesome. So I think that's why this mission is so important, guys. We can't just give to humanitarian efforts, though that's important. We have to give Amen. To ministries that do both. And that can be a little bit controversial. It shouldn't be. But that's why we want to support you, Stephen. So talk to us about the day-to-day operations of the ministry and what y'all do in different cities.
Thank you, Bunny. You're very kind. So as you mentioned, our umbrella is Holy Land Missions. We're a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry in America, but really 95%, Bunny, of what we do right here in Israel, amongst the Arabs, amongst the Israelis, throughout the land from north to south, east to west. We are a compassion evangelism ministry. Compassion evangelism, what it is, it's we feed the physical and we feed the spiritual. Or we tell people we feed the spiritual, we feed the spiritual by getting together around the physical, like feeding the hungry, doing outreaches by distributing food, inviting people to a big restaurant. We hire had a restaurant and we feed 500 to 1,000 people. Honestly, it's not the food. We're just using the opportunity of the table. Jesus did that all the time. He gathered around food all the time. Jesus Christ was a true. He loved to barbecue. He loved the food. He loved the fellowship.
Cook the fish.
He loved the fish. He was a healthy eater. I tell people Christ brought people around the table. He's always at the table. Always at the table. If he's not at the table, he's feeding hungry. He's healing the sick. So he met the spiritual through the physical. I think too many times we forget that. So we are not a humanitarian organization. We are a compassion evangelism organization. And it's in there. The compassion part is any kind of food, clothing, distribution. But we always have the gospel in there, whether it be Bibles, tracts, CDs. Now there's different ways we do worship music distribution, not in CDs anymore. We still have to call it CD. But it's ways that we can get the gospel out. So, for example, day to day, we are boxing boxes of food, raw food, pre-cooked food, and so forth. Of course, in there, we're putting gospels, tracts, Bibles, and so forth. Of course, there's a QR link so people can connect, email us, write us. And we get many, 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 many emails throughout the months of people saying thank you, and they have questions. And, you know, on average on Facebook, we have several thousand watching us live, not to mention those that watch us throughout the week, who all they want, they just want, they're hungry for truth of gospel. So we're feeding the hungry through compassion evangelism by building relationship. We invite people into a hall, a center, we feed them, and then we preach, teach, have worship, and just get them to fall in love with Jesus. We tell people, Bunny, we're not here to convert you. We are here to help clarify to you who Jesus Christ is. So that's our day-to-day. We have office hours in our ministries throughout our multiple locations. At our locations, we're having youth outreaches, Sunday school programs, discipleship programs, training programs, besides the actual services that we have at our church congregational locations. But then we have centers where we do centers in the community where we are building bridges. The community knows, respects us because we've been here, boots on the ground. We're not a pop-up shop. We don't come in, put up a tent 1 year later and the tough kids going, bye-bye, see ya. In fact, right now, thousands are fleeing the country, and we're pushing through into areas where nobody's going, where many, many, many organizations are fleeing, they're leaving. So that's one difference that we do. So our day-to-day in the last 10 days, for example, has been finding Gazans that have fled Gaza, trying to help them here in the Gaza area, and also helping families on the Israeli side as well, to remind them that not all Arabs are the same. There are peaceful, loving Arab Christians that really all they want is peace. All they want is offerings. In fact, today we've loaded multiple boxes, a full load van, big van full load of boxes, which actually going to go in on the Israeli side, actually, believe it or not, to show the Israeli side that there are Arab Christians that love, Arab Christians that believe that there is hope, there is peace. And then the third thing to answer that is we try to do a lot of discipleship, one-on-one or in group sessions. So I encourage people that are watching to not only pray for both the Jew and the Arab, pray for the salvation. Those that are watching, don't take the TV and just side with only one side. Side with truth, side with righteousness, and side with the truth, what God wants you to be. So don't be pulled by emotion to hate one and support the other or pray for one and not the other. We need to pray for the salvation, the hope, the change of heart for both sides, because that's the only, really, really, Bunny, it takes boots on the ground. It takes people like us many people like us, our staff, our leadership, our volunteers, but mostly staff who are day in, day out, living out the gospel and trying to be the light to the dark world. But it requires people like you, Bunny, and others who are watching who will be seeing this over the days, to be a backbone to say, we want to preserve Christianity in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem, throughout the land today.
So good. Couldn't have said that better, brother. And we just want to come behind you and support you however we can. And just know that the beautiful bride of Christ can be protected, can be discipled, can be even flourish. Amen. In this season. I believe when suffering and persecution happens, when there's crisis, right, the bride of Christ becomes even more beautiful in that moment. And that's what we're believing for you guys and really all of the believers in the land right now. And I love the fact that when we get to heaven, we're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you're going to have an amazing banquet, right, of Americans, of Arabs, of Jews, all that have come around the Lamb of God. And that is our unifier. We are one humankind. Amen. And the gospel is the only thing that brings life and peace and hope in this moment. So thank you, brother, for bringing that to Jews and Arabs and reaching out and just supporting the household of faith in that land.
You know, Bunny, I want to say this. I'm grateful to God because, and I'll just say this on this point. Our prayer the last 4 or 5 years, Lord, give us people that would stand in the gap with us. And I am grateful to God that He's sent us people like you. I mean, becoming one of my best brothers right now, Kyle Martin, Time to Revive. He's the one that reconnected us, you and I, together recently. Post our time when we met you with APAC. You know, people like you and Kyle Martin and the Time to Revive and your radio program, it's people like you who we need more of. Voices that want to bring in the righteousness of God and not the righteousness of social media or the righteousness of emotional contentment or no emotional appeasement. We need voices like you, Time to Revive, and Kyle and others who really say, hey, nobody's perfect, but there is hope. And the hope comes through this forbidden peace treaty. I call it the forbidden peace treaty. I stole this this phrase from a messianic brother of mine who actually is in Minneapolis. He's a good brother of mine. It's a forbidden peace treaty. What is the forbidden peace treaty? It's the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that's going to solve our problem. It's the gospel. Many people don't know it yet. Many people not believe it yet. Many people might laugh at it. But the forbidden peace treaty is the gospel. If we can touch the heart, change the heart, it takes time. It's fast food evangelism does not work in the Middle East, both on the Israeli side or on the Muslim side. It takes relationship. It takes relationship. It takes a lot of hours of food and celebrations and gatherings to get to a point where you build that bridge to clarify misconceptions of Jesus Christ. So fast food evangelism does not work. But God is answering our prayers and bringing people like you and Kyle Martin and others who are standing in the gap saying, we see the full picture and we want to stand with you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we actually office with Time to Revive, and they're our evangelism ministry here in America. And I just felt like when I saw your interview with Kyle, I'm like, oh, I got to reconnect with Pastor Corey. So it was a divine appointment, and we're going to help. I'm going to close this out. I want to pray for you, Pastor, and your mission. And I want to just, again, I want to just really passionately appeal to you all to go to the link below this video and on the audio pod as well, and on our website, and help the land of Israel. It is time to help. Specifically, this is going to the household of faith. The household of faith, the people that believe in Yeshua to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this moment of crisis. It's the body of Christ that is, can make a difference and show love in the middle of war. And we all have a responsibility to stand with those. You know, the Apostle Paul said to remember those who are persecuted, to remember those who are in bonds, right? And your book, Pastor Corey, years ago has never left me. It's called In the Backyard of Jesus, published by Voice of the Martyrs. But that book and your story just has never left me, because I believe that that is what God's calling us to, is to stand in those gaps. So, Lord, I just thank you for Pastor Corey and Holy Land Missions. I thank you for all of the leaders that they have raised up in this moment, all of the disciples, God, on the Jewish side and on the Arab side, God, people that love you, that are after your heart and are there in the land, God, to shake off fear and to reach out with arms of love, arms of compassion, arms of hope, Lord, with the gospel in every neighborhood in this land, God, whether it's Bethlehem or Jerusalem or in other parts of the land, God. We want to stand with the household of faith right now in a moment of crisis and war, and we want to believe for you to bring life and unity. God, we pray for the Israelis. We pray for wisdom and discernment. We pray that America would remain strong ally with Israel. But God, we pray for those families in Gaza, Lord, that are trying to get out, that are trying to be protected. Lord, we pray for the Arabs in Bethlehem and all throughout the West Bank. And God, we pray, Lord, that the household of faith would rise up in this hour, that the Church of Jesus Christ in the land would be the strongest that they've ever been, and that Pastor Corey and Holy Land Missions, God, would lead the way. God, let this man be a voice in this moment, a prophetic voice crying out in the wilderness, saying, prepare the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is peace and love and hope. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, thank you for our part in this mission and what we can do with the things that you've given us in our hands today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh, amen.
Thank you, Stephen, so much. And blessings on you and your family and the whole mission. And we'll be in contact, and we'll probably have you on for an update in the future. But we appreciate all of you guys and everything you're doing, brother.
Thank you, Bunny. It's an honor. God bless all of you. Thank you. Keep us in prayer. God bless.
We will. Hey guys, this was an amazing interview with Pastor Stephen Corey. I'm so blessed that he came on with us, and we want to help raise money for his ministry, Holy Land Missions. I believe wholeheartedly in this mission to minister to Jews and Arabs, to help the Christians, the believers in the land of Israel during a turbulent and dramatic time. I cannot believe Israel has not had a war since 1973. And this is a critical moment for us as the body of Christ to stand up and do something. So on the bottom of this podcast, whether you're watching this on video or you're listening to it on audio, there is a link for you to give to Holy Land Missions through Christians Engage. We have a portal set up. 100% of the funds will go to this ministry. And we're going to keep this open for a long time. So if you want to set up monthly donations, if you want to set up a one-time donation, whatever you can do to help Israel, we want to bless Stephen Corey's mission and sow into the body of Christ in this land. Critical that we do this right now. We as American Christians need to stand up. We need to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to be actively engaging and helping. And this is one way we can. Again, 100% of the proceeds will go to Holy Land Missions. So check that out underneath this podcast. And let's get to work, Christians. Let's believe God's best for the land, for Arabs and Jews. We love you. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What a time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over 1 million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower 1 million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. As we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints. Check out The Stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App. Check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.